It's an exciting year, Matt. We continue to grow a little bit and recover from the mid 2005, 6, 7, as when Cruise West was a big player here. Having them drop out, they really liked Petersburg, and having them drop out caused quite the hit on the numbers of ships we had. But from last year to this year, we're up about 15%, and we expect about 87 to 90 port calls this year of smaller ships, similar to what we've had in previous years.
New ships or more stops from the existing ships that we've had in the last couple of years?
Well, the Spirit of Alaska has been renamed the Baranof Dream, and it was picked up by Alaska Dream Cruises out of Sitka.
That's a former Cruise West ship that used to visit here before that company went
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Closed
yeah.
down.
Yeah, and the Baranof Dream, they've reconfigured it so that it has that it can accommodate 49 maximum passengers, whereas under Cruise West, it was over 70. And so it's going to be a more... more intimate type, number of people aboard. There's a little more space in the public areas when everybody meets together, rather, for meals or for naturalist presentations, that kind of thing. There'll be a little bit more room. Plus, they've reconfigured some cabins too, so that they have some larger cabins to kind of move up in the scale of space on board.
New companies coming in?
No new companies as such. We do have a ship called the Caledonian Sky that will be here for two port calls this year. Noble Caledonia is a company from the UK, and they are on kind of around the world a trip. We've had similar ships that have come once or twice a year in the past. These ships will come from Nome and Anchorage and come down as far as Vancouver, BC, and then turn around and go back again.
How big?
They have about 114 passengers, about 250 feet long. They'll be anchoring out in probably in Scow Bay and lightering into port. We've had similar ships in the past. We've also got a new player in the block operated by American Safari Cruises, the Uncruise Company, as they call themselves now. They have a couple of different brands. They're luxury lined. Their adventure ships have been in here before, the Wilderness Discoverer and Wilderness Adventurer. And then this one is called a Heritage Cruise. And this one's going to be the Safari Legacy. And it's renamed. It was the Spirit of 98, another vessel that was formerly operated by Cruise West.
Right. And that's like 150-foot or 200-foot. Foot vessel?
Yeah, about 175 feet, and the Legacy has been reconfigured to hold 88 passengers now, and they're scheduled to be here twice, once in mid-August and in late August.
So you're up about 15% in terms of stops, ship stops in town.
Right.
And what about people, passengers?
Well, 15% also in, roughly in the numbers of people, too. We expect about 5,600 people this year that'll come on cruise ships. Some of the largest players, of course, are the Seabird and Sea Lion, operated by Lindblad Expeditions. They've been players in the Petersburg market for years.
They'll continue with their stops in town as they have in the...
Yes, they operate on a week-long trip from Juneau to Sitka and back again, and Petersburg's the only place that they call in the whole week besides Juneau and Sitka. And that's kind of the emphasis on all of these small ships, or most of them anyway, in that they try to stay out in the wilderness more and not call at ports very often. And that gives their passengers more of an Alaska experience.
I think people always ask about, well, are they going to stay overnight, or do they, what are they going to do while they're here? Mm-hmm. What kind of services are they going to make use of locally?
Well, we are still going to see the dock walks and the historic, walking tours that we've offered in the past. And there'll be an increased emphasis, I think, on trips out the road for this year for people, going out to the Garnet Mine, because there are organized tours that we can do out there onto the Forest Service land now. One of the bigger players who's going to be here is the American Spirit, operated by American Cruise Lines out of back east, Chesapeake be. I believe they will be here for a couple of nights, or at least two full days. And whereas last year they spent a day going up the Stickeen River, or most of a day with the transportation down to Banana Point and back, those folks are going to be in town more this year, and not have that option of going up the Stickeen. So we expect to have them be using more services around town, such as bus tours and out the road, or walking tours within in the walking trips on town.
Charter fishing too, you think?
Charter fishing, and also visits to the fish traps and petroglyphs on a tidal basis out at Sandy Beach.
You also hear, I know, from a lot of independent travelers who want to come through Petersburg, and do you get a sense of whether there'll be more or fewer, or do you have more interest this year?
Well, I think the hotel figures are up as far as their overall bookings in advance for this year compared to last. Still not the pre-2008 numbers that we've had before. But we're still seeing an increased interest in adventure travel and travel on the ferry. For folks that at least call us, we've got a number of packages that we offer at Viking Travel for people that are coming to Alaska. A couple of which involve Petersburg, and others are larger tours within Alaska that encompass a more time and a wider range of activities, from flying into Sitka to flying home from Fairbanks and seeing Denali along the way. One of the big things I think that's happening in Petersburg is that Whalesong Adventures has made a significant investment in a larger boat called the Glacier Run. And similar to the boats that we've seen from Wrangell, from a number of the jet boat operators there, this is an inspected vessel that's capable of carrying 14 passengers to the glacier and for whale watching.
That's a local business owned by Ron Lesh.
Ron Lesh from Whalesong Adventures has the Glacier Run. And so that'll be, that's the first time we've had an inspected vessel here running tours in a long time, based in Petersburg.
Running day trips.
Running day trips, mm-hmm. yeah.